Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome in. Here we go again, baby. Round two. Throwback show celebrating the craziness that was the hip-hop world, the dance world, the house world, and all the above. Tonight, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to share with you throwbacks from Atlantic Star, throwbacks from Whitney, throwbacks from everybody you love, and we're going to do it for a couple hours right here on the Throwback Show as we celebrate the build-up to December the 7th.
Can you feel the passion? Red soul.
quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
Every day, every night, we have ourselves a really good time. It's a throwback show round two. Yours truly, Vinny Moore, The Wheels of Steel, 619-639-4747. That's right, Furlings, 619-639-4747. 35 past the hour on a gorgeous Tuesday night in Middle Earth. We're going to have some fun, and we're going to talk about some wonderful people, people that I obviously hope to see this Friday night as we continue to get it in. I'm debating as to who to start with. We could start with, let's go top down, all right? Let me tell you first and foremost how much I love you all. I tell you this all the time, and this that will never change. I really truly appreciate you all for chiming in and being a part of my world. And a part of what, for many people, this is, they think this is somehow a brother's midlife crisis. This is how he vents. This is what he goes to. This is therapeutic to some degree for yours truly. Well, let me be the first to tell you that I really do enjoy spending quality time with all of you guys and sharing not only my life, my experiences, my family. And still, to be sit here and tell you that I'm actually a private person, and there's a side of me that obviously that no one sees except, of course, my significant other. So should I talk about her or should I talk about the kids? All right, I see two Facebook pop-ups on me right now. Now, if you know you're in a chat session with me right now, let me pose this question to you. Who should I talk about first? Should I talk about the significant other or should I talk about the oldest son? I'll give you 10 seconds. Do 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 I've been married for 17 years, and I have yet to figure out why this woman puts up with me. All right? Now, I met Leona a long time ago, and you know we were both a little bit younger, and I certainly was a whole lot thinner back then. And somewhere along the line, I must have made her laugh, or I must have done something right, because she kept me around. And I've been incredibly blessed. And please understand, y'all, I have not been the perfect husband. I have not been the perfect guy by any stretch of the imagination. I've had my shortcomings and made my mistakes. And yet she puts up with me and tolerates me. And I so appreciate her for that. And I know she's a big cog behind everything going on this week with putting all this gala together. For those of you who got your invitation and still have an RSVP, you're about to be out. So anyway, good luck with that one. Hope to see you all Friday night. In the meantime, let's get back to why we're here. It's Atlantic Star, Secret Lovers.
If we find
Okay, that was different. I don't even know. I'm talking. I can't hear myself. I guess that would explain why. Hello, everybody. Back in the back. All right. Look, a lot of things going on in this crazy world. A lot of domestic challenges in a lot of different homes going on, and I get to see and hear a lot about it almost all the time, and it kind of pains me. You know, I just wish sometimes that our sisters would just be bold enough to step to the table and pull a Betty Wright. Matter of fact, let me find me some Betty Wright, because I think we need that right now. Check out Betty, Woman to Woman.
Hello, may I speak to Barbara? Barbara, this is Shirley. You might not know who I am, but the reason I'm calling you is because I was going through my old man's pockets this morning, and I just happened to find your name and number. So, woman to woman, I don't think it's being any more than fair than to call you and let you know where I'm coming from. Now, Barbara, I don't know how you're going to take this, but whether you be cool or come out of a bag on me, you see, it really doesn't make any difference. But it's only fair that I let you know that the man you're in love with, he's mine. From the top of his head to the bottom of his feet, the bed he sleeps in, and every piece of food he eats. You see, I make it possible. The clothes on his back, I buy them. The car he drives, I pay the note every month. So I'm telling you these things to let you know how much I love that man. And woman to woman, I think you'll understand just how much I'll do to keep it. Woman to woman, if you've ever been in love, then you know. Bye.
57 past the hour. We continue to roll on. We're going to do a little something a little bit different at the top of the hour. We're actually probably going to start here now. We're going to give you the extended, and I know that for some of you all, that probably gets you geeked up because you know I said we do some deep house tonight. We're going to have a little bit of fun with that as well as a good old-fashioned old school. But Young Dusty, yet still a track from the big, the late 80s. You all know him as the man who married Whitney. This is Bobby, and this is the track that put him on the map. So.
Why you want to talk about me? Tell me why?
Why
you wanna talk
about me? I think we gave you the 12-inch version. You deserve it. Don't get your boogie on, y'all.
Want. Tell you what. Go okay. Cat. It's my prerogative, my prerogative.
because we can. That's why. Five past the hour. Listen, it is gorgeous tonight in Chicago. Maybe a little chilly, but great fall day. For those of you Middle Earth Bears fans, you'll heal from the wounds of a disappointing Sunday against Seattle, and hopefully you'll make up for that Sunday in Minnesota by taking care of the Vikings. Anyway, for those of you who don't know, we also host the fastest 60 minutes of sports right here on your internet. For those of you who want to call in to any of these shows, that number is always the same, 619-639-4747. Again, 619-639-4747. Now, many of you that I love and care about greatly throughout this wonderful planet are all going through something. Whether your name is Gene, whether your name is Mike, whether your name is Melvin, whether your name is Eric, whether your name is William, whether your name is Steph, whatever your name is tonight, you're going through something. And it would be just wrong if I didn't take a moment in light of everything going on in this crazy world with hurricanes and just natural disasters all over the place. And even the case of the NFL player Javon Belcher, you know, taking his own life after killing his girlfriend and that whole, you know, catastrophe in and of itself. It's never that bad. I know it seems bad. I know it seems there's no way out. I know it seems hard. I know sometimes you don't see the light at the end of the tunnel. There are a lot of things that you see that I assure you, you can't see the whole thing. And I assure you, by the grace of God, that the battle is not yours. You think it's yours. You want to make it yours. But I'm telling you, because I care about you, whoever you are in this crazy world, it's not your battle. Find those things that are great in your world. Love your kids. Love them awesomely. Teach them structure. Give them what they need. Hug them more. Kiss them on the forehead. Stop saying that they're ugly. Stop saying demeaning things to your children, despite what you may feel sometimes when they've misbehaved. Be cool. You can do this. I believe in you. And amazingly enough, I'm not alone. There's one above all, in us all, who knows us all, because he formed us all. Let's get your dance on. Yeah. Wind and Fire, Reasons. 23:23 past the hour on a gorgeous Tuesday night in Middle Earth, better known as Chicago, Illinois. Want to take a quick little segue, guys. You know, in this crazy world where, you know, people are going through so many different things and trying to make it through, many of us are very, very fortunate to have perhaps a stronger relationship with the man upstairs than others. And that doesn't necessarily mean that you spent 20, 30 years in church or did anything along that lines. Maybe you just got a right relationship. So I'm going to ask those of you right now who have a strong prayer life to just send up a prayer. There's a young lady out there that's basically been declared brain dead, who is part of a ministry team. I've seen this most recently where a young lady actually up in Canada who was basically deemed brain dead and by the grace of God has come out of that. So I know the power of prayer. I know that it works. So I trust that those of you that can hear me right now, I don't need to put her business out there. Just send prayers to those who are going through, and this young lady hopefully will get that, and by the grace of God, something strangely unique and magical and wonderful, and by ultimately the grace of God, the miracle that is the Lord and of Himself, will present that miracle to all of us. So I trust and believe by the will of God, whatever His will is for our lives will come to pass. And I ride with whatever His decisions may be. So, but I'm asking for your prayers for that young woman tonight. Her name is Jackie. I'll give you that much. So please send up those prayers for those who are, again, dealing with a very, very challenging situation. The phone is blowing up. Facebook's blowing up. This is Eugene Wild.
Tonight. baby.
That is the great sounds of Eugene Wilde. God, man. Great times, great music. That was the genre. Okay. In the process of all that fun stuff, we had the generation of dance, music, wild out, party. We got it in. So, next 12 minutes, I want you to sit back. Well, maybe you can. You might want to get up. You might want to groove. But I want you to have some honest-to-goodness fun with one of yours truly's finest. Here you go, y'all.
Where you from? You said the thing. Such a thing, you. I believe in miracles. Since you came along, you said the thing.
Ladies night, by standing on the wall.
Get your back up off the wall.
Tell me, how you gonna do it if you really don't wanna dance? By standing on the wall.
Get your back up off the wall.
I heard all the people saying,
get down on it.
Come on in.
Get down on
if you really want it.
Get down on it.
You gotta feel it.
Get down on
get
it.
Get down on it.
Get down on it.
Come on in.
Or having times when you used to be able to whistle and all that. Even that. You could just whistle and... Somewhere along the line, I guess as I got older, I've lost my ability to whistle. Kind of stinks, man. Anyway, the Throwback Show, 47 left in the ride, 8:41 in Middle Earth, 41 past the hour, wherever you're at in this wonderful nation. 619-639-4747 again. 619-639-4747 as we continue to get it in on the Throwback Show, round two. Of what ultimately is a four-round bout, not a necessarily a 12, but nonetheless, we're going to have ourselves a good time and get it in because we can. That's right, because we can. For those of you getting all this Facebook and banging all the stuff back at me, y'all funny, man. I love y'all to death. Y'all too funny. Thank you all for all the well wishes. 49 years, 362 days on this wonderful thing known as the planet Earth. And while we don't know what tomorrow brings, we are excited and optimistic about what God has in store for all of us. And I mean that with all the love in my heart. So whatever you think you're going through, I'll be the first one to tell you it's not that bad. Keep your head up and stay focused on the prize. Now, that said, in the last 45, we got a lot of crazy fun stuff, man. Fun stuff. I'm trying to think of how I really want to do this, man, because I'd love to actually give you a little tidbit into the deeper sides of yours truly. But I don't want to get you so deep that you get confused. And that is genuinely possible. All right. Now, for those of you who remember the Prince days when it was Prince and Vanity 6 with, oh, my goodness. Everyone wanted it and needed a nasty girl. All right. But you know what's funny? Because also, during that generation of music, especially during the 80s, we got to see late 80s, 90s, we got to see a crossover, man, in the dance world. It wasn't so much just hard-driving houses as much as pop music kind of took a bit away from it. And, of course, because we were out there doing what we do, we got a chance to participate in that. So that is next. But first and foremost, let me show some love to my family all over the nation. This family that I've been blessed to be a part of is more than just the Moores. It's more than just Joseph Charles Moore and his brothers and all the children. It is so, so beyond that, and we are so, so fortunate and blessed. There are everything from Tates and Wootons and Baldwins and Zavalas and whatever your name is, there is a unique tie that all rolls up into those guys, the Patriots. Now, they've all gone on. They've all passed on. Most of them, mothers, have now moved on in transition. And yet, the seeds move on. And again, it hasn't been easy as a family. It has not been easy. But much love to all of you down in Dallas, Texas. Much love to all of you in Omaha, Nebraska. Much love to Portland, Eugene, Springfield, and Oregon. Much love to California, much love to Arizona, much love to Virginia, Frank, Kevin, Miles, Lorraine, Paris, Shonda, Cece, Pat. If I didn't mention your name, it's only because I may not have gotten your name yet. Frank, the other Frank, and Vincent, and the other Vincent, and all of you. And the luxury about all this wonderful thing is this is recorded, so you can humbly play it back whenever you get ready. If you know someone that's part of that family, reach out to them. There is even a Facebook group that says More Baldwin Family that is extensive. So if your last name's a Tate, if your last name's a Wooten, and you're part of that, this is all for you. Now, throwback to the 80s and proof positive that the Jack Master himself could indeed cross over.
Destination, remote outpost on the edge of the final frontier. Time of departure, T-minus 10 seconds and counting. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Ready.
Just relax and enjoy the ride.
Welcome to Jamaica. That is Tom Brown on, of course, the Throwback Show. Where is my... Oh, there it is. Sorry about that. It is 25-25 left in the run. We continue to rap down the funk drums. Slaves waiting for... Well, wait for me, baby. One of the best tracks to never get enough airplay. Anyway, to all my friends around the world, I love you and there's nothing you can do about it. 25 left in this one. Steve Arrington and Slave. Oh, it is so much fun to do what I do. It really is. Y'all just don't know. You don't know. Now for my steppers. Can't wind it any other way. 20 minutes of nothing but stepping cuts. So if you're sitting on your butt, get off your butt, get your step on. This is for you as we wind it down on Throwback Round Number 2.
put it off on you, but I'm the one to blame.
And I started swearing on my conscience.
My heart is too.
Be sad.
Oh,
I don't wanna
lose.
Okay, this is where I get to chill and tell you all a little bit about my favorite little seat is all mine. Now, we didn't talk about the boys. Now it's time to talk about the little girl. We haven't talked about Corey yet. We'll get to that maybe tomorrow night. But tonight, it's Vanessa. Vanessa is my 16-year-old superstar. I love her to death. And a lot of times, it seems like she can do no wrong. Well, nothing could be further from the truth. But I realize as a dad that I am certainly far from perfect. So that is truly Daddy's little girl. So I am incredibly thankful by the grace of God to have a beautiful, talented 16-year-old daughter who I'm sure will continue to spend as much of the money as she possibly can because, well, that's what daddy's girls do, right? Anyway, I pray the grace of God over her life every single day and hope that she makes great decisions. Why? Well, for right now, she carries my name, and that is really, really important next to the wife and everything else. So I don't know that she's going to marry someone with the same last name. That's probably not going to happen, so better enjoy it while I can. In the meantime, Friday's coming. And even though I've cut this wonderful mix up and got my steppers out there doing their thing, yeah, I'm probably going to wind up getting a shotgun for somebody she dates one day in life, maybe in college otherwise. But until that time comes, boo-boo, I love you. There's nothing else in this world I'd rather, you know, rather claim than for you to be my daughter. I love you. In the meantime, let me get back to this mix. Y'all see y'all funny. Now, y'all feel like I didn't go in hard enough on my little girl. Well, that's daddy's little girl. I'm sorry. What you expect? All right. 9 minutes left in the ride at 9:20 in Middle Earth, 20 minutes past the hour, wherever you are in this world. I pray you're having a wonderful, safe night wherever you're at in this world, that everything is good in your world. Pray for those who can't pray for themselves. Look out for those who can't look out for themselves. Let's love each other harder. And let's have ourselves a great weekend as we build up to yours truly's 50th birthday party happening at the Nolfolds on 191st and LaGrange Road. If you didn't get an invite, oh, so sorry for you. If you got an invite, you might want to RSVP because that door is going to close. Love you, and there's nothing you can do about it. We'll be right back. So 3 minutes left in the ride. Got a chance to go down the house lane. You got a chance to go down the old school lane. You got a chance to get to your step in. I don't know if you got a chance to break a sweat tonight, but I certainly hope you did. As throwback round two starts to wind down for another night as we push ever so much closer to Friday night at Denolfo. So I'm sure I'll be very, very excited at the time that it comes. I think right now I'm just reserved in the hopeful reality that yours truly is actually turning 50. And every time I hear a track like this, I just think about my parents and how blessed I am. How old school they were, and how much I just appreciate the foundation that they gave me. Thank y'all. So as we wind it down, once more again, round two comes to a close. Want to thank each and every one of you for chiming in. But thank you for being special no matter where you're at in this world. For those of you traveling in a couple of days, we look forward to seeing you all here in Middle Earth. Be safe. Take care of each other. Look out for each other. Love each other. Life is too short. There's been far too many reminders that this thing we call life is precious. And I want to see you at the next party. I want to see you at the next event. And if by the grace of God that day comes and I'm not there, I hope you'll celebrate it the way I celebrate you. Have a great night, ladies and gentlemen. See you next time.